them.
And something that bees used to come in, that rough round.
That's a burlap sack.
Is there another name for that?
Not that I know of.
What about a toe sack? Or
toe crocus? Sack, that was a slang name for it, toe sack. They called it toe sack. And there was a lot of people that poor people had to wear those. And
had to wear the toe sack?
Toe sack made clothes out of them. Mm.
And
of course, that was very poor people.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of your underwear, both men and women's underwear, was made out of those flour sacks. They'd bleach them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no bleach, but they'd. What they do, take some ashes,
mm-hmm.
put it in a pot, kettle,
mm-hmm.
and put the clothes in it, put it in and boil it, and it would bleach it out, and then lay it out at night time, overnight, let the dew come on, and it helped bleach it out too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people, of course, now, in the town, in the cities, That wasn't the case, though.
Mm-hmm.
You could get domestic, or unbleached domestic, calico.
Mm-hmm.
Calico was mostly used for women's dresses, but
mm-hmm.
domestic, underbleached domestic would make your bed sheets and stuff out of it. Now that's a great thing to get unbleached domestic dresses. Cost you $40, $50, $60, $70 for unbleached domestic cloth, which was the cheapest.
Uh-huh.
One of the cheapest commodities and cloth we had was calico,
uh-huh.
and unbleached domestic. Bleached domestic was slightly higher.
Yeah.
And it was, and a lot of people, poor people, they made their bed sheets out of unbleached domestic, and they also
uh-huh.
made their, some feed companies would put their put up the feed in cloth bags, sacks, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'd wash them, and they'd sew them together and make bed sheets out of them.
Mm.
But there's so many things that you couldn't afford to run down a store and buy. You couldn't go down and pay maybe 40 cents for a bed sheet, and you could take four big feed sacks and sew them together and have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of hog feed used to come in 300-pound sacks. They were very large sacks, you know, what they call rice polish.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take them big sacks and they'd clean them up and they'd sew them together and make bed sheets out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
was there a lot of rice growing in this area?
No, not around here. This is not a rice-growing country. Rice is only growing in the lower. You see, we didn't have all these big wells they got now.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to flood that rice after it's planted, and then you have to drain it. I don't know just how. There's a lot of rice raised down Bay City now. They can tell you about rice growing now. The Bay City is the place to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And around Palacios, Texas.
How do they drain it? What do they do?
They just dig ditches and drain it off into a ravine or creek or something.
Uh-huh. What would you call the amount of corn you could take to the mill to be ground? Did you ever hear a name for just the amount you could take at one time?
Well, you could take a peck, you could take a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make much difference, but very seldom anybody would take a peck, which would take four to make a bushel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
No.